Athletics have always been a part of the University of Alaska. Even during the school's first years, a team representing the college played against local basketball teams. I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. As a salute to the role athletics have played during the last 60 years, Thursday has been designated Athletics and Physical Education Day during the Salute to Higher Education celebration at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The salute commemorates the anniversary of the first day of classes at the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, the original name of what is today the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. John Gilmore, Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, has planned a full day for visitors on Thursday.
The first thing that will be available is that the use of the facilities will be free to the public all day long. And this includes our weightlifting room, our universal gym conditioning room, ice skating, which is from 12 to 1 p.m., and lap swimming, which goes on 7 to 8 a.m., 11:30 to 1:30 p.m., and 4:30 to 6 p.m. And so people get to wander around and use those facilities if they like, including showers and jogging.
In addition to using the university's facilities, visitors are invited to watch, or even participate in some cases, in some of the classes.
The physical education classes, which normally meet that day, will be open to visitors and ask questions, watch, and some of them you might even get invited to participate. We have a fencing class, modern dance, first aid, ice skating class, an adapted physical education class, soccer class, advanced life saving, and rifle class. So those are some of the classes going on that they could observe.
The high point of today's program at the Patty Center is a reception, which everyone is invited to.
And then from 4 to 6 p.m., we'll be having a coaches and faculty reception in the Patty Building foyer, especially to meet our new coaches, Fran Buckless in women's basketball and John Esco in skiing. We all have invited Dr. George Sheehan to come to the reception also. Of course, you know that he'll be speaking that evening at the Fine Arts Concert Hall. He's sort of the guru of the running crowd.
Dr. George Sheehan will also make a formal lecture at 8 p.m. Thursday in the concert hall. Among serious runners, he is known as the runner's doctor. Athletics and physical education plays a central role at UAS, and their contributions are a natural part of the 60th anniversary celebration, according to Gilmore.
Well, we wanted some activities for the university's anniversary, and I think that the physical activity has been a part of the university ever since it first began. Obviously, it started initially with a very small institution, so everything that was done was very informal. The old museum, Alton Building, was once a gymnasium, and the Patty Building opened in 1962, after which more formal programs began in physical education, in recreation, and in athletics. Physical education, of course, is a member of arts and sciences and a valid major, which there's probably about 50 or 60 majors, and one of the liberal arts and sciences, I would call it. Students up here need lots of activities, and our facilities provide that in terms of recreation and in terms of the more than 20 intramural events we have annually for our living group. The Intercollegiate Athletic Program serves as an activity for elite athletes in the sports which we do have, and I think provides a focus of student interest and loyalty and alumni interest, community interest.
Everyone is invited to attend the program at the Patty Center on Thursday, September 16th. Dr. John Gilmore is the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. Sunday is the kickoff day for the 60th anniversary. The Friends of Music concert begins at 4 p.m., and the Harvest Dinner featuring Governor Jay Hammond will begin at 7. During the day, the Science Advisory Board of the Northwest Territories will meet on campus. The pub movies on Sunday are Jimmy Shelter and the Decline of Western Civilization, beginning at 7 p.m. Monday is Campus Resources Day for the 60th Anniversary Celebration. Featured will be programs at the University of Alaska Museum at noon, the Rasmussen Library at 3:30, and the Alumni's Personal Recollection Program at 8 in the Archives of the Library. The Hair of the Dog Quintet will perform in the pub from 8 to 11 p.m. Tuesday's 60th Anniversary Programs feature a candidates forum at 7:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Theater. The candidates for Alaska's governor will share the stage answering questions. In the pub, the Hair of the Dog Quintet will again perform from 8 to 11 p.m. Wednesday's 60th Anniversary Program is the State of the Arts. Today's main program will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Regent's Great Hall in the Fine Arts Complex. Thursday's program is the Athletics and Physical Education Day. The evening program is Dr. George Sheehan in the Concert Hall at 8. Friday's 60th Anniversary Program again features music, as two Air Force bands join the U.S. musical group for a pop concert in the Fine Arts Concert Hall at 7:30 p.m. The ASUA movie that night is Barbarossa at 6:40 in Travel Auditorium. The movie at midnight is Failsafe. Saturday, the 60th anniversary celebration comes to an end with the 20th running of the Equinox Marathon. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.